We have had a problem recently with young people congregating in and around the back of St. Ligatius Church, the Church of Ireland Church in Lifford, which everybody in the locality will know well. There has been reports of a certain amount of antisocial behaviour there, young people congregating, drinking. We have been very fortunate in the neighbourliness of local people in the community there who have been informing us of what they've seen. We have been in touch with the guards in Lifford, and we've spoken with them and met with them and discussed the issue. And really it's something we want to try and avoid it getting any worse. We had a very serious attack on the church there in Lifford in 2012, where the church was actually broken into and was vandalized on the inside, and an attempt was made to set the church on fire at that point. And obviously we want to avoid anything as serious as that ever happening again, but we want to try and avoid this idea of young people congregating in and around the church.
Is there any, do you have an indication as to why this would sort of be a hotspot for this kind of activity? Is it simply maybe out of public view and that type of thing?
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. It is out of view. There's on the south side of the church is a very high wall that runs around the adjoining graveyard, and the back of it then overlooks the cinema complex at the back. And while there's a high wall on one side, there's a low wall on the other, and so it is quite accessible. And we want it to be so for people who come, obviously, to the church, who come also to visit graves in the old graveyard, the historic graveyard that is attached there. But on the other hand, that then presents us with a problem that access can be for all, and sometimes for those who use it for wrong reasons.
Mm. And what do you see as the solution? I mean, we had an issue like this a number of years ago, around 6 years ago, I think. Did that sort of peter out by itself, or do you recall what we did at that time to sort of disperse the people and
well,
discourage
them?
Well,
at that time, the guards were extremely helpful.
Right, okay.
And they had held quite a sort of a campaign to keep an eye on the church and generally on young people gathering around the area. And they, along with the PSNI, I think, monitored a lot of movement of young people across the bridge. And I think at that point their work was very successful. And young people were deterred from gathering there.
Mm.
But it seems to be happening again now, and for what reason we don't exactly know. But again, the guards have been very helpful in cooperating with us in keeping an eye on the premises.
I suppose one of the big deterrents, because Garda resources are what they are at the moment, and they'll do their thing, is CCTV. In other words, you know, if you think someone's looking at you, you're probably less likely. Do you see that as a responsibility of the local authority, or is it something the church could fund? I don't know what the realistic situation there would be.
Well, it is certainly something that we have discussed. We've discussed with the guards that the possibility of installing CCTV, and I guess that is a route we are quite possibly going to have to look at. It's unfortunate we have to do that. Cameras on the outside of historic buildings aren't particularly beautiful. They don't enhance the building in any way. But unfortunately, I think probably it is a route we are going to have to take.